My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, a scammer named Mavis, a scammer named Belinda, and a man named Adrian. Hot. Listen and enjoy.
When we last left off, I was talking to Dick Eldorado's, Joe's, alter ego, girlfriend Mavis, and they had not spoken in a while, and Mavis was actually asking me about a guy that she was thinking about going to visit, fly in a plane, as you recall.
Yes.
And then she asked me if I'd ever, remember when I saw Belinda slash Agnes in Ghana? I'm like, well, she wasn't real. And you know, and then I started questioning her and said, forget about that.
Yeah, but she seemed to think that you had met in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we established that apparently these two know each other a little longer than they had claimed.
Yes.
And they didn't like the Inquisition-y part. And
you don't say.
Mavis had said that I had done something to offend her. I had upset her, remember?
Yeah.
I had done something that upset her, and we didn't know what that was, and she signed off. Meanwhile, I'm supposed to be having a video chat with Belinda.
Yes.
Supposed to have a video chat with Belinda on this day. So, we'll resume with Mavis.
Okay.
Same day, March 13th. I go, you were back. That was quick. So what have I done that to you that makes you think the worst of me, yet you are still drawn to me? She goes, I think I had a wrong impression. I go, wrong about me being bad or wrong about me being good? She goes, bad. I go, what gave you the impression that I was bad? She goes, don't know. It was here in the file. I go, well, there must be something. I mean, if that is how you feel, that is fine. She goes, don't know. I go, I feel you were confused by me. She goes, maybe that's it. That's it.
That's it.
D-A-T-S. Like Joe would spell it in a blog. I go, it would be much easier for you to
The juju is strong within you.
I can't do the juju. I go, it would be much easier for you to just hate me, wouldn't it? She goes, I have nothing. She goes, I have nothing. N-U-F-I-N. I have nothing against you. I go, okay, our friendship is very odd, LOL. She goes, she laughs. She goes, maybe we can straighten it up. I go, how can we do that? She goes, time. I go, would you like us to have a good friendship? She goes, yeah. I smile. I go, never would have guessed that might happen. She laughs. We both laugh. We share a chuckle. Things are good. Things are good between us kids. So I go, so what do you think you're going to do about Adrian? That's the guy she asked me to check out.
Right.
She goes, don't know. I don't know. I asked him to come to Ghana. Well, that always works out well for people.
Oh, jealous.
Listen, you're very forgettable. I go, do you think he will come? She goes, let's wait and see. I go, I hope you find what you're looking for. She goes, what do you think I'm looking for? I'm guessing love, but I do not know. Why don't you tell me? She goes, well, you guessed right. She's looking for love.
In all the wrong places.
Oh, I'm very jealous.
Yep. Oh,
maybe somebody
Dick
would check their spam filter. They'd be involved. Don't worry, Joe. You're losing one. You lose another. It's part of what you do. It's hot. Don't worry. Inside. That's a little inside. All my I only ever. I have one request of all the Danish that are listening that are friends with Joe Curry on Facebook. Just post to his timeline hot with a couple T's and a couple of exclamation points. Nothing more needs to be said.
Please,
just put hot.
Please don't.
Please do. Please do. Joe likes when people write hot. Makes him feel good. Cheers him up. Don't worry. Some of those in the Northeast and the Midwest, you'll be snowed in tomorrow. It'll be good vibes.
Sorry.
So I ask her if she loves Adrian. Joe, what do you think she's going to say?
I don't think so. I think she still has her heart set on Dick.
Well, we've already established everybody has their heart set on Dick on the first half of the show. By the way, it was very funny how Morgane kept on guessing Nigerian.
Funny.
She goes, no, but I like him. She goes, I think he is caring. I go, that is good. Do you think he's talking to other women? She goes, don't really know. He might be. Hot. Joe's cell phone's going off. Hot.
Do you think he's talking to other women? Da, 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 da. He's showing enough ears.
Somebody's listening. He does not like us talking about them. Joe's in trouble. Don't worry. This one can't take half his shit. Joe's just swallowed hard.
He's like, oh, no. That means a quarter of my stuff if I do my math.
No. You all right?
No. No.
Does Akumi need to clean out the compound a little quicker?
No, but no.
Joe's troubled.
You know, it floods down there.
No.
Does it?
No.
Yeah.
No, only when the toilet gets back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pimp Helix isn't going. He'll be fine. I ask her what you like about him. She goes, I think he's caring. I go, that's good. Do you think he's talking to other women? She goes, don't really know. He might be. I ask if it would bother her. She goes, maybe. I go, I think Ghanaian women are more forgiving than American women. She goes, really? Why do you say that? I go, you will tolerate more indiscretions. It is most likely a cultural thing. Belinda is similar in that way to you. Remember
the
Vassiola's twins?
The Vassiola twins. She's just like, yeah, go have a good time.
Sometimes she is.
Yeah, sometimes she's like, what are you doing?
Depends.
She doesn't seem jealous, though.
Well, I guess she figures there's more Mugus like me. But we're getting married. She knows that.
Yeah.
So Mavis goes, that's good to know. I go, why is that? She goes, Ghanaian women are good women, I guess. I go, I agree. It is a hard life, though, especially for women in your situation. I go, and they're pretty, too. She goes, thanks for the compliment. That she can spell properly. I go, no problem. I ask her how her daughter's doing. She goes, she's fine. I go, glad to hear it. She asks how my child is. And then I tell her the age. Good to know. I go, why is that? She goes, your kid is grown already. I wrote my daughter 6. She goes, your kid is grown already.
I suppose in Ghanaian time.
Time to get out there and find a nice scammer to settle down with and earn some money.
She's ready to marry her off.
Yeah, exactly. She goes, your kid is grown already. I go, at 6? For punctuation, Joe. You shut that thing off. Don't worry. Really? Are they weighing in on the show? Stick it up your ass and make an orgasm. It's Scottish. Mavis goes, yeah, soon she will be 16. I go, in 10 years she'll be 16.
Soon she'll be 16.
Time to earn a living, sweet tits.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.